So we had a few men come up, and they don't even want to talk about the Word of God. They deny the Word of God, and they give us false doctrine. So now their last service is letting out. It will be literally thousands of people that have come out. And we're still waiting for one man to come and open the Bible, and we'll show him why the Baptist faith is deceiving you. Still waiting for leaders and elders to come out and open the scriptures. How hard is it to open the Bible and actually obey it? Well, it may be hard in your flesh, but it is not complicated. The Word of God is true. You must repent and put yourself under it. In James 2, it talks about you're not justified by faith alone. Your works, how you live, your doctrines also have a part in proving your saving faith in this glorious Savior. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, continue in sound doctrine by which you are saved, and them that hear thee. Sound doctrine saves us because it's proof we have Jesus within us. You're not walking in sound doctrine as you keep a bunch of false ways. So we got hundreds of people pouring out. Still not one man brings the Bible and opens it and reads it and obeys it. That man right there had something to say, but he doesn't have his Bible. Where's your Bible, sir? Why don't you bring it here? Let's talk about truth. He said the Bible's on his phone. I love Bible apps. Let's talk about truth. Jesus said the truth will set you free. But you're not free as you keep the false Baptist ways. Jesus said we know a tree by its fruit. The fruit of God's people are they obey the holy word of God. The fruit of God's people are they love righteousness, goodness, and truth. That's the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The Baptists don't have the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Today we heard things like, we're all sinners, except Jesus. It's okay to keep pagan holidays. You don't have to come out of the world. Women don't have to cover their heads. They told us we hold fast to doctrine and the Word of God too much and the law of God. This is the sad condemnation of the Baptist Church. But there will be a testing of the Baptist Church up on our website, don'tperish.com. Later today, Inglewood Church is going to be exposed for what it is. It's not teaching you the truth of God. It's a compromised false way. Look up don'tperish.com. Look up followgospel.com. We'll help you see biblical truth. We don't want your money. We want you to walk in the Word of God. We want you to be transformed by the biblical gospel. Jesus shed his blood to make a way for you, neighbor. You're being deceived by man-made religion. Don't trample the blood of Jesus Christ today. Don't walk in all your false man-made platitudes and doctrines that cannot save you. We stood outside here for three services, thousands of people leaving, and not one man came and honored and opened up the Word of God. We had four men come and make excuses, walk away when we told them the truth, and even deny the Holy Scriptures, telling me it doesn't say that. That Jesus made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Hebrews 5:9. The man said it doesn't say that. It doesn't say in the Bible. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commands. It doesn't say in John 15, 14, you want to be my friend if you keep my commandments? It doesn't say that? The Word of God is true, Baptists. Where's the elders and the leaders? Will they bring the Bible? Will they tell the truth of God's Word, or will they hide behind the Baptist faith? It doesn't seem like too much to ask from a shepherd to come and bring out the Word of God. But the shepherds here are Revelation 21:8 cowards. The pastor, the elders, the deacons, they're all cowards. They don't come out. The testing at don'tperish.com is going to expose Inglewood Baptist Church with all the video and audio today to show the wickedness of man-made religion. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. You're going to lose your soul being of the world. The gospel that doesn't call you out of the world does not bring you salvation. Your pride, your vanity, your worldliness, your pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, your feminization. A proud look is an abomination to God. Proverbs 6:17. I've seen a whole bunch of proud people coming out of here, dressed in jewelry, makeup and finery, king's dainties and clothing. That's pride. How can you have pride and claim a holy God? If you do, you better repent of such pride, or you're going to lose your soul. Still waiting for any man to come out with a Bible and talk truth. Four men came out and denied the Word of God and hid behind the Baptist mantras. Accept Jesus, faith alone, grace alone. We're all a bunch of sinners. No, the Bible doesn't call His people sinners. The Bible calls His people saints. You come out of your sin. Don't live in your sin. Come out of your sin, neighbor. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the Holy Spirit. What a condemnation against the Baptist faith. Two men, two women, and two little children in a wagon, and they can't come out and talk about the Word of God with us. I guess I'm going to leave it with this passage of Scripture. John 3, 19 through 21, I'll paraphrase it for you. Jesus said, light has come into the world, but men love darkness because the light reproves them, and men hide in their sin and their worldliness and their darkness because they can't stand in the light. Go read John 3, 19 through 21. Still waiting for any elder, pastor, deacon. Come on out, bring your Bibles. No man has brought the Word of God yet today. Why are they all Revelation 21:8 cowards? We loved you and told you the truth. Why will you not show us our error in the Holy Scriptures if you love us? I don't think you do love us. We'll leave it right there.